here in Lincoln, Nebraska at the 2017 Water for Food Global Conference and have the opportunity to sit down here with Rochelle Young, president of Mammoth Trading. Rochelle, before we dive into what's going on here and some topics you got to share with attendees, take me through who you are.
Thanks so much. It's a pleasure to be talking with you today. Yeah, so I work with Mammoth Trading, and we're a company that develops and operates market-based solutions to water resource challenges. So there are lots of places that have active water markets, but they're generally decentralized and pretty informal. So we come in and really help to reduce search and transaction costs for individuals. Mammoth Trading develops what are called smart markets or electronic clearinghouses that can help to automate the process of matching individuals who are interested in buying and selling water rights and automating the process of regulatory compliance.
Well, I love the term smart markets. We have smartphones, we have smart homes, we are talking a lot about smart farming. So take me through that concept of smart markets.
Sure. Well, what we do is we integrate hydrology and economics and legal institutions all into one centralized trading platform so that instead of going through a number of rules and regulations that govern water trade, we can instead automate the process of checking whether individuals match within the regulatory rule set. So normally this is a huge drain on staff time or farmers' time in checking whether they can match within those rules and regulations. Instead, you can use algorithms or smart markets to do all of that hard work for you. So now with a click of a button, you can tell whether people are able to match and do these types of water transactions.
Well, this week at the event, you were able to sit on a panel titled Water Frontiers, Drought, Water Risk, and the Context of These Water Markets that you just discussed. Take me through some of your key talking points that you shared with attendees.
Sure thing. Well, we focused on talking about informal agricultural water markets. So lots of times in the news and media, we hear about water markets, but it's within the context of agricultural water that moves into the urban or environmental sectors. Instead, we really wanted to say, hey, there's a lot of trading activity that's happening within the agricultural sector alone, so between farmers, but it's flying under the radar. It's very decentralized and informal. And a lot of times when we hear the word or phrase water markets, people don't really know what that means, or it can mean 100 things to 100 people. Well, it turns out that there are a variety of transactions that people can make around water, and that these can be they can be water leases, so you're just sharing water for a short-term basis. You can have permanent transactions, pooling, rotational agreements, banking, interannual water exchanges, lots and lots of types of ways to share and use water. And so the purpose of our talk was to show the different ways that farmers have actually been utilizing various forms of water markets over decades, but now we're just shedding light on the extent to which that trading activity is occurring.
Give me a brief history of those water rights, those water markets, when it comes to farmers. I know, I think when you think west and those ranchers and stuff, water is pertinent, but I'm a Southwest Missouri girl, and we take for granted the concept of water on our farms because irrigation is less needed.
That is completely understandable. There are a lot of places in the West that are faced with drought and water scarcity. And so water markets have emerged informally as a tool for farmers and communities at large to be able to share water resources. And so instead, if you can have not a system of the haves and have-nots within water resources, but instead give communities the tools where they can move those water resources to when and where they're needed, that can actually provide a wealth of risk management that otherwise would not be available.
Maybe hit on some of the misconceptions of you listed a number of different forms of water rights, but when you come to your audience here this week, what were some of the misconceptions that you were able to maybe kind of nick in the butt?
I think a lot of people think that water markets are a brand new innovative solution, as if it's something that we've just come up with in the last couple years. In fact, they've been occurring or have been used for decades, but in these very informal capacities. So that's one that we see over and over again. We also see in not just the agricultural community, but other communities and sectors as well, that there's some fear around water markets. So some people think that markets themselves are regulations, when rather markets are a tool to reduce the economic burden of existing water restrictions or regulations. Many also believe that markets only benefit the very wealthy. It's actually that as it stands today, water markets can be very, very expensive to participate in. So there are very high search and transactions costs. Mm-hmm. But if we can find ways to innovate and use new technology and also use new policy improvements to reduce the transactions cost to individuals, it actually allows smaller farmers to be able to participate in them in ways that they had not been able to before. So those are just a couple of the misconceptions around water markets.
Where are we trending when we talk about policy and water policy? Where is the future heading?
More and more, we're looking at ways to give individuals the flexibility to use their water resources in the way that they see is best fits their needs. And so water markets are certainly a part of that large tool set that we have around water and risk management. I think we're also looking at ways in which we can develop water markets that work really well for those communities. And so, this isn't, when we talk about water markets, it's not about taking water from one basin and exporting it to another basin. This is about how we can use water locally in a way that works best for that community. So that's one issue. I think the other is that water markets have gotten a bad reputation because they've been designed poorly in the past. Mm-hmm. And so they haven't considered all of the hydrologic realities that exist. So the more and more we can integrate science into our water markets, along with the economics and the local needs that these communities have, the better that we can do with managing our resources locally.
Well, Rochelle, thank you for kind of broadening our spectrum and giving us a little insight when it comes to U.S.'s water markets and the impact that they have on consumers from the East and West Coast. Once again, have the opportunity to chat with Rochelle Young, president of Mammoth Trading, located in Denver, Colorado, here at the 2017 Water for Food Global Conference in Lincoln, Nebraska. I'm Jamie Johansson.